This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint. Aaron will be back, I believe, on Friday after the new year. Until then, it's just us in here, so y'all gots to call. Y'all gots to call in here, 406-294-0970 is the number, and we will get you on the air. We've got completely open phone lines, no guests, so you can call in here and talk about anything you want to talk about. I got a second. Speaking of that, Nancy, I got Nancy in Roundup. She has sent a second message here. Nancy, you need to call in, girl. Call in here. Nancy says, I believe there is a holy war between us, meaning the Christians and the Muslims. This fraud is just part of the war against us and their mission to take down our countries and beliefs. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Muslim clerics and imams have been pretty clear about that. They are not shy about telling you that their aim is worldwide domination, worldwide control. And everybody, this is not new, guys. People have been warning about this for 10 years, more, 15 years. Watch the progression. They get into an area. They will settle down into that area. And for a little while, they'll be quiet. But as soon as they get some kind of ruling majority, they will go into politics. That's the first thing they do is get into politics. Hence, Ilhan Omar over there in Minneapolis. And then they will start telling you how it's going to be. And this is their country now. This is their city now. And you're going to listen to the call to prayer five times a day, the Durka Durka five times a day. And you're going to do what they say. They are not a group of immigrants that just comes into your community and assimilates and works hard and contributes to but become Americans, shall we say. They do not. And that is precisely why you have these Democrats wanting to bring these type of people in here. See, you know, they had a big, they got a problem with the Mexicans. The Mexicans and a lot of the Latins, they come in here. First of all, a lot of them work hard and pay taxes and are kind of quiet. But then a lot of them, after a little while here, start to have a lot of conservative beliefs, and a lot of them are Roman Catholics, and so they naturally have those conservative type of values. And see, they can't have that. That's, you know, Democrats ain't down for that, right? So that group is not really working out for us like we really wanted. They're not 100%ers. We need some 100%ers to bring in here, people that we know for a fact are going to be down with the scam, down with the plan. So that's why they go for the third worlder Muslim and African population. That's what you saw done all through Joe Biden's time.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures staying in the mid-30s to around 40 degrees. And we'll stay with clear skies into tonight. Low temperatures in the mid-20s in most spots. And then the outlook for Tuesday does call for a mix of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with lows in the mid-20s to low 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family. But my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Download to see if you qualify for Albert Instant Advance. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription is required for Instant Advance. Please see the Albert app or albert.com for subscription pricing. Subscriptions can be canceled at any time.
Kylie, what's wrong? I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money. Have you tried the Albert app? You can get up to a $1,000 advance fast to pay for car repairs, bills, rent, groceries, whatever you need. Plus, Albert can help you find ways to save and give you a custom budget to actually grow your money.
Albert can get me up to $1,000?
Exactly. But they do more than get you up to $1,000. Albert is your financial assistant, helping you budget, save, and spotting you money in a pinch.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000 for your bills, rent, groceries, and more. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000. Use code MONEY to get up to $1,000.
Whether you are buying or selling, Artie's Coins should be your first stop. Gold and silver are at an all-time high, so it's important to deal with a knowledgeable, fair, reputable, and a trusted business in Billings for over 30 years. Artie's buys and sells at a fair price. Metals are a great place to put your money. Artie's Coins, open weekdays 9 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3 at 1944 Grand Avenue in Billings.
You can trust you'll always get more coin from Artie's Coins.
Don't risk losing the news, sports, and weather that AM radio delivers. When cell and internet service fail, AM is your lifeline. With time running out, your voice matters. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress vote yes on the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Scrolling through X right now, really funny, funny comment here by this one guy named Austin Allred. He says, kind of funny that the two stories dominating my X feed right now are, number one, needing to take 5% of net worth from billionaires to prop up government spending, and number two, fraudsters brazenly taking billions of dollars of taxpayer money with little being done to stop it. I mean, bingo, bullseye, that's all you hear from Democrats and quite frankly, from Republicans, too. It's just another way to get, they want more money for their governments, for themselves. And you can look at that. It goes from Helena to D.C. It's your state and the federal governments. It's always a way to get more money and make government bigger, more programs. Meanwhile, the back door is completely wide open as they let everybody steal all that money that they said they needed. And that first comment about needing to take 5% of net worth from billionaires, as I understand it, there's a law out there that they're proposing in California specifically, where they're going after billionaires with some kind of wealth tax. I don't think it's passed yet, but they've already had several of their major tycoons out there say that if this was to happen, they're leaving. They're going to leave the state of California, and these people are not conservative Republicans either. I think these guys are fairly righteous Democrats, and they're saying we're not staying here in this state just so you guys can confiscate 5% of our net worth or whatever calculus they come up with. No, we're not tolerating that. It'll be real funny to see how that plays out there in California. I think that it's coming up to see whether or not they were going to do it. That date is approaching soon. The other big news over the last couple of days is yesterday, apparently, President Trump met with of Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, at Mar-a-Lago. They had another sit-down meeting, in which some of the news coming out of that, you heard President Trump come out and say he thinks he's hopeful, he's optimistic. They didn't have any real progress out of that meeting. Nothing earth-shattering, but it's still moving forward, and he was going to get Putin on the phone, and they're talking again about having a three-way meeting in which all three of them would sit down in the same room and try to meet face-to-face and work something out. I don't think, since this started, I don't think Zelensky has met with Putin in the same room. That's something that would be beneficial. But I tell you something, guys, I just don't see any of this ever happening. Don't get me wrong, I applaud President Trump for his efforts to try to get this done. You know, there's people dying in big bloody batches over there, and it needs to stop. And here's a real basic fact about this. You remember back in 2014, the Obama regime just pretty much opened the door and allowed Putin to invade the Crimea, and then the whole world, you know, Obama and the entire UN just kind of wagged their fingers at him and said, oh, that's bad, you shouldn't have done that, and that was the end of that. Nobody cared. That was that. A lot of people probably don't even remember that. But then here in 2022, when he invaded some other eastern territories there in Ukraine, that was when, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever, and democracy and the tyrant Putin, and this, we must stand up for democracy in Ukraine. Then it was tear our hair out. This is the worst thing in the world. But the reason this is not going to end, in my opinion, is because Zelensky can't have it end. If this ever was to end, and there ever was actually now elections in Ukraine, because they haven't had elections in over a year, I think, or more, Zelensky's the dictator of Ukraine. He's canceled elections and canceled churches and canceled the internet and canceled the media. He's operating just no different than Maduro does down there in Venezuela. If there's ever elections, he's gone. He is absolutely gone. He's not only gone, he'd probably be going to jail. He'd have to flee the country because the new regime coming in there would have him up on charges of God knows war crimes and embezzlement and just everything the little midget has been involved in. So he's not going to allow that to happen. And see, the Europeans, the EU over there, along with large, big old fat chunks of our own government right here, they don't want this to end either for a bunch of different reasons. Because it's a place to launder their money, all that money going over there and getting it siphoned and kicked back to them like they're a bunch of Somalis. And number two, they want that right there. They want that thing going on because you know why? It gives them the excuse at any time they want to pull the trigger on World War III. And boy, that's a scary thought. They want to pull the trigger on World War III because they want to reset their economies. And, you know, what's a better way to control your population? What's a bigger emergency than war? Because, you know, they love those emergencies, right? They sure enough loved COVID.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captopril Pegyl, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay, get GA going slower.
visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Hey, man, thanks for coming so fast. I couldn't get anyone else to pick up.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. I'm not complaining, though. Business is way up lately.
Wow, good for you. I've been trying to grow my accounting practice, but it's been pretty slow.
Yeah, I was in the same boat last year. What really helped me was checking out this site, mylocalcustomers.com.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, most people haven't. It gives you a look at how many people in town are searching for what you do, and it also provides a plan to help them actually find you.
Like online?
Exactly. It's eye-opening, and it only takes a couple minutes to get started.
Huh, well, you fixed my sink. Maybe you just fixed my business, too.
Want to know how many people in your area are searching for your type of business? Start with a local customer analysis at mylocalcustomers.com. It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to mylocalcustomers.com today.
That's mylocalcustomers.com. Mylocalcustomers.com.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
As we move into the new year, what does the weather have in store for farmers and ranchers across Montana and the West? Recently, I sat down with agricultural meteorologist Brian Bledsoe to learn what's in his forecast for the coming weeks and months.
The fact that Montana is in close proximity to this cold air and this moisture source region that's going to continue to recycle itself over Western Canada, it puts Montana in a pretty significant risk for a lot more winter weather going through, just January and in February. And I think it's important to note that while that's happening, and kind of while we're benefiting, if you will, from that La Nina pattern, we are going to be changing things in a significant way in the Pacific Ocean. So this La Nina episode has basically peaked. We'll mess around with this for probably about another month, but I'm expecting La Nina to be out of here as soon as late January. And we're going to have a real small window, I think, of neutrality there, where it's not going to be La Nina or El Nino. And then we're going into an El Nino a little bit later on this year, maybe as early as May, even if it doesn't show up as May, I think, for the heart of the summer. So I think the message is we are going to see some significant changes in the Pacific. And whenever that happens, that usually means we're going to see some significant changes and some impacts as far as weather is concerned, you know, certainly for the rest of this winter.
For his entire forecast, check out the Lancast Ag Podcast Conversation with meteorologist Brian Bledsoe. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Over the last week, you've seen Elon Musk weighing in on a lot of the fraud that's coming out. And Elon is an expert in this because he dove way, way into this with Doge. You guys remember when Doge hit the news back when, you know, Trump first came into office, that first 5 months. Elon was personally involved. I think he was classified as a special employee of the government. His people are still there, still doing their thing. But he, because of a special employee, I think he was only allowed so many days of employment and then had to leave. But he was all the way in on this and looking at it, going through it with a fine-tooth comb. He's a genius, so the guy can process a whole lot of information, way more than I can, certainly. And he's been put out here on X, putting out a lot of different stuff about, look, this is what they do. This is what we've seen. He's giving quite a few interviews now. And just now I saw a clip of him through Eric Daugherty where he's saying the following. NGOs have a track record of using children to commit massive fraud. Now, what did we just see right here out of what were we just talking about in the previous hour about Minnesota? We're talking about the daycare centers, right? And then the autistic children money that they were scamming, right? Using children to steal this money. It's happening in Minnesota and globally. They got USAID funds this way. And Elon says, can we at least see a few kids? Where are they? If they're in trouble, we'd like to talk to them and talk to the caregivers. And then we get nothing as a response because what we find is an enormous amount of fraud and graft. USAID and other organizations said, oh, well, this is going to help the children or something like that. And I said, well, please connect us with this group of children so we can talk to them and understand more about their issue. The stuff is so blatant. And they'll come up and say, oh, we don't know. We don't know where those children are. And you know this is being served up to them, served up to these legals and illegals, these crime syndicates, these Democrat voter bases, on a silver platter, being served. Hey, this program right here. This is available right here. And then they just take it and run with it because they find really quickly that nobody's watching. We talked a minute ago about the transportation companies that are there in Minnesota. They've just now, with a quick look, tracked down 800 of these companies that are apparently, I didn't even know this existed. You can get, the government has money out there to get free rides to people to and from appointments. I don't know if that's, you know, because you're indigent or because you're infirmed or whatever reason that you can't get yourself to a certain appointment. These people, there's money out there for to pay people to come and pick you up and take you there. 800 companies there in Minneapolis were run by Somalis. And it's all fraud. Nobody was ever taken anywhere. I mean, they're just billing the government, saying that they did it, and they didn't do it. It's just like the daycare, just like the autistic children money. And I don't understand why. I've made the analogy here last week. Let's say if your kid leaves the door open to your house, goes off to school, leaves the door open to your house, and you come home at the end of the day and everything's stolen out of your house. Who are you mad at? I mean, you knew robbers were going to come, but who allowed this to happen? That's your kid. Well, your kid in this scenario are your elected representatives, are your government, your people in Congress, who, you know, folks, they're the people that write these budgets. They're the people that wrote the law on these budgets. And they do not have written in there the appropriate restrictions and controls and safeguards to ensure that this money does not get stolen. I can't even remember the amount they said of the money that was stolen out of the COVID funds. What did we spend? What did the Democrats force us to spend through there? $6 trillion was the last thing I heard. And it was in the trillions of the amount of that money that was stolen through waste, fraud, and abuse because they just throw it out there. Do you think they throw it out there because they're stupid and incompetent? Or they throw it out there intentionally like that with no safeguards on it so that they can get their grubby mitts in the middle of it too? Just like we reported a minute ago with this venture capital group that Ilhan Omar's husband was running, where we have, according to reports, Max Baucus up in the middle of it. You just heard that Fox News break there. You heard that's another thing that President Trump has been in the middle of, is an attempt at some kind of ceasefire peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. And while I think President Trump's intentions are absolutely good and he wants to stop all the killing around the world, he is your peace president. He wants it all to stop and everybody get back to business, because that's what President Trump is a businessman. And he knows the world rolls through business. That's how people are fed and clothed and housed, is all the money made from business. And war and killing is bad for business. Unfortunately, you're dealing with similar things there, just like Ukraine. You're dealing with similar things with the Palestinians, in that they're not going to stop this, just like Zelensky's not going to stop Ukraine. They're going to, they have dedicated themselves to war and terrorism for the last, what do we have, 50 years? They're not going to stop. They're born into this. They're brainwashed as children from the minute they are able to think and see and hear. They're told all about this, about this. The bad people in the world are the Jews, and they must be conquered. And that's all that any money and any kind of dealings with them is going to result in them rebuilding their entire terrorist infrastructure and start this stuff all over again. They're never going to stop it. The only way that they can do this is you're going to have some outside force be in charge of security for that area, for Gaza, because they have shown you, within a shadow of a doubt, that they are incapable of self-governance. Any kind of self-governance given to them will be used for terror against Israel. It's just what they do. It's not like we're making this up or it's some conspiracy theory. We've watched it for 50 years. It's just what they do. They're gonna keep doing it. And unfortunately, just like the Ukraine thing, you've got big interests around the world that absolutely agree with them and want all this terror and murder to continue. There are some dark forces out there in the world, guys. Sorry to say that for whatever ideological reasons and monetary reasons, want all of the misery and the war and the bloodshed to continue. And you gotta be able to see that and call it out.
First month's rent, last month's rent, deposit, pet fee, admin fee, mystery fee. Why am I paying this much to live in someone else's house?
As low as 3% down.
Did that bird just talk? Seriously, this is thousands of dollars just to move in. I'm basically paying for the landlord's vacation.
You can own a home for as low as 3% down.
Okay, Polly, or whoever you are, what are you talking about?
Brand new energy efficient Schultz homes. You can own one in a local manufactured home community for as little as 3% down.
Hold up. You mean on a home that only costs $120,000? That could be as low as $3,600. That's actually less than I'm about to drop on rent. And I'd own it?
That's right.
Okay, Bird, where do I go? Tell me fast before I write another red check.
Majestic Homes, 5202 Laurel Road in Billings. Ask for Walt or Jock, or call 406-248-1412.
I'm putting down the packing tape and picking up the phone.
Schultz Homes for Majestic Homes. Price for living, built for life.
3% down payment. Offer subject to credit approval. See Majestic Homes for full terms and details.
Go! 10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video, January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
The holidays are just around the corner, and everyone on your Christmas list would love an Edgar Barnes Steakhouse gift card. Right now, you can get a $40 gift certificate for just $30. The Edgar Bar is one of the region's premier steakhouses. They're open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. Edgar Bar and Steakhouse, as good as it's ever been. Take advantage today. Log on to SeizeTheDeal.com Billings.
Looking for a career where your leadership makes a difference? R&R Taylor Construction is growing in Billings, and we're hiring an experienced project manager. Join a team that values integrity, quality, and lasting partnerships. Because at R&R Taylor, we build relationships and structures. We offer competitive wages, excellent benefits, and opportunities for career growth in a company that's been building Montana since 1948. This is your chance to help shape Montana's future while working with a team that supports you every step of the way. Apply today at rrtaylorconst.com or call 406-587-4451. That's rrtaylorconst.com or call 406-587-4451. R&R Taylor Construction. Building Montana's future and preserving its past.
Every dollar matters at your kitchen table. But in Helena, Brad Barker helped pass a 13.5% budget blowout. That's not responsible government. It's wasteful spending with your hard-earned money. Montanans expect better priorities. Remind Brad Barker that every dollar comes from your kitchen table. Visit afpmontana.com. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Life is full of moments we plan for. Special events, big decisions, major milestones. But what about the one moment we all face? At Dahl Funeral Chapel in Billings, pre-planning your funeral is more than preparation. It's peace of mind for your loved ones. Their caring team offers expert guidance, customized services, and emotional support every step of the journey. Visit DahlFuneralChapel.com to learn more. Dahl Funeral Chapel. Because planning ahead is one of the most loving things you can do.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Did you guys hear that ad at the break? Oh boy, I've been hearing a lot of those for the past couple of weeks, and the AFP is really putting the boots to some of these Montana rhinos. Oof, I mean, and the problem with that is, you know, AFP's got a lot of money, guys. Y'all better. Y'all best be paying attention to that, because I mean, it's early now, but that's going to get real critical, say, coming into the summer, you know, in the middle of campaigns and stuff. If people with big pockets got enough money to lay ads against you all the time, you might be in a little trouble. So on to that fraud, like we said, it's almost prophetic, because what we were talking about the previous hour was that it's not just Minnesota and it's not just the Somalis. Many times, many of these groups, these third world groups that come in here, that's what they dedicate themselves to doing, is scamming, crime, organized crime of some manner or the other. Well, boom, 51 minutes ago, breaking out of Texas, three illegals have been arrested in a $14 million fraud. What were they defrauding? Gift cards. Gift cards. Probably just making them up and somehow selling them, and they were probably worthless. They might have even mass sold them to different institutions, and these institutions then found out they were worthless. There was no money on them. Amazing. And I had another take on this because of all my time that I lived and served overseas in Latin America, in third world countries. The what leads people into this is not having pure capitalism. See, here, what were you taught since the time you were a kid? Growing up in the United States was living the American dream. The American dream was available to everyone. All you had to do was get out here, get an education, work hard, and you would get there. It didn't matter what circumstances you come from. You get out there and you could make something of yourself. I mean, nobody's saying you were ever going to be a gazillionaire, but you could certainly live well. You could certainly, you know, have a nice house in a nice neighborhood and drive a nice car and all that good stuff. Be a middle class successful. You know, that was this the American dream. But see, in a lot of these other countries in the world, particularly in the third world countries, that doesn't exist. The system is designed to where how you were born is how you're going to stay. And there's very, very little middle class either. There's the rich and the poor. You're born poor, you're going to stay that way. Unless you do what? Turn to crime of some kind. And, of course, coming out of Latin America, the crime that would make you the most money is drug trafficking. But then any other type of crime as well. That's how you, as a person born into poverty, that's the only way you got by, because you were never going to be able to, because of the wages paid and the lack of access to education and all these other things, you were never going to be able to rise beyond your circumstances through honest hard work. It just was not going to happen. And that's why you see so many of these people, when they come here to the United States, the first thing they do is dedicate themselves to these frauds, these scams, this crime, because that's what they learned in their countries, that, you know, just going out and working hard is not going to get them where they need to be. It is unfortunate that it is that way, but it does tell you something about the need for capitalism. Absolute. Everybody talks about elections. You know, that's what the United States focuses a lot on. As long as a country is having democratic elections, then that's their standard for a country in good standing with us. Well, it really doesn't, like I said, it doesn't work that way in a lot of those places. The whole system is set up to keep the poor poor and keep the rich rich. And that's what causes these people to go into crime to begin with. One of the things we saw happen over the Christmas holiday here, right near Christmas, that didn't get a whole lot of play, was a big ruling out of the Supreme Court. The court said the other day they sided with the left and plaintiffs out of Chicago in saying that President Trump couldn't put the National Guard and activate the National Guard in Chicago. And it was a really bad ruling coming out of SCOTUS. And one of the very few where you've seen this SCOTUS go against President Trump. And it's because almost all of these lawsuits are just frivolous nonsense that are just ruled on by their crooked judges out here. And by the time it gets to SCOTUS, of course, it's slapped down pretty quickly as ridiculous. This one did not. And it was a 6-3 ruling where we had several of our judges side with the left on this thing. And as I read it, the thing they cited was posse comitatus. And that's the notion in our Constitution that the U.S. military can't be used against the citizens here in the United States. Because obviously that's what dictators around the world have always done, is use their military to control and beat back the citizens. That's what law enforcement is for, right? That's why we have that's why we pay billions of dollars out here to our state, local, and federal law enforcement, is to do that kind of thing, to enforce the law. Well, they said that their reading of the Constitution and case law showed that the military could not be used, meaning the Guard as well, unless you had shown that there was some kind of rebellion. there was some kind of, you know, an uprising, an insurrection, that type of thing, and that the Trump administration had not adequately shown that in their filings about what was going on in Chicago. And the reason that's disturbing is, in my opinion, that would automatically extend to every other place that President Trump wants to use the guard, other than D.C., because the feds own D.C. But every other place that he wants to, I think that would immediately apply to them, because truly, I don't think you could say that in these places like L.A. and Portland and Seattle and some of these other places that you could really call what's happened out there a rebellion or an insurrection. I mean, what do you have? You've seen them all out there. You've seen regularly these 20, 30, 40, 50 domestic terror Antifa a-holes out here laying siege to an ICE office, things like that. Is that a rebellion? No. Truly it isn't. It's not an insurrection. And it's something that the local police should be helping ICE with. And what you see this little game being played out there too, in which they allow it to go on for a certain amount of time so that they can delay and obstruct ICE, and then finally some local police after a couple of days will come in and clear the thing out, and it'll be quiet for a few days, and then it'll come back again. But it does, you think about this is a precedent setting ruling here that in the future would hamstring any president from mobilizing the National Guard here in the United States. And the thing about it, too, is the National Guard, as you've seen them used out here, are not used as any kind of primary element. They're strictly a backup, like perimeter type of element. And many times, I don't even think they're actually armed. They don't even have weapons with magazines in them. They are just there as a presence and bodies, warm bodies to have as backup for, say, ICE or whatever operation is going on there. A very, very benign thing. They're not out there acting like any kind of government military stormtroopers, any of that. Not that I've ever seen. But like I said, it's a bad ruling, and it's precedent setting. And I'd like to see here in the future, you know, coming in the new year, how the administration is going to get around this. Are they going to invoke the Insurrection Act? I mean, I think that's where this leaves them. And then how quickly will one of these radical judges out here just come back and say, you know, within 2 days, no, that the Insurrection Act does not apply here. So, right, yeah, you can see how this game is being played, but a bad ruling out of Supreme Court.
Fox Sports Update.
The Raiders are likely heading towards the top pick Sunday, a real clash of the Titans, if you will, as the Giants visited the Raiders in Las Vegas. Both teams entered with just 2 wins on the season, all New York. They win 34-10. It's been a bad year all around from beginning to end for Pete Carroll's bunch.
We didn't win a game in the preseason. We were fortunate to tie Seattle, I think, in the preseason. We just haven't found our wins. You know, we haven't found our way to win.
The loss next week versus the Chiefs, and the top pick belongs to Vegas. Raiders have lost 10 straight. There are 8 divisions in the NFL. Half have been decided. Obviously, we still need the other half complete. Those questions will be answered in about a week. Steelers and Ravens will meet in Pittsburgh for the AFC North crown. Loser goes home. Steelers lost to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday, 13-6. Here's Mike Tomlin.
We've been here before, and so certainly we've got a big week ahead of us, man, in the big game in Acrisure next weekend.
All right, Jags face the Titans while the Texans take on the Colts. Regardless of who takes the AFC South title, both Jacksonville and Houston going to the postseason. In the NFC, Carolina and Tampa will meet to decide the South. Once again, winner takes the division, loser hits the golf course. And the West is up for grabs. 49ers and Seahawks gather in Santa Clara. Both teams going to the playoffs regardless, so it should be a fun week 18. NBA from Sunday night. How about Kawhi Leonard pumping in a career-high 55?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm just in attack mode, trying to stay in the moment. After every shot, miss or make, just keep going and trying to get better. And
that was FanDuel Sports on the interview. Clippers beat the Pistons 112-99. Los Angeles now on a season-best four-game win streak, and again, 55 for Kawhi. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures staying in the mid-30s to around 40 degrees. Then we'll stay with clear skies into tonight, low temperatures in the mid-20s in most spots. And then the outlook for Tuesday does call for a mix of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with lows in the mid-20s to low 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
For some of the top stories in 2025, what are going to be the big things that we'll be talking about in 2026? Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. That's what we're going to be talking about through the end of 2025 and on into 2026. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. You can catch us statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. And go ahead and message us on the Montana Talks app as well.
Hey, Sean Hannity here with the only real estate agent in your market that I recommend, Amber Earn of Realty Billings. Now, thanks for joining me today. You know, a lot of people may be thinking about selling their home, but they want to make sure they're getting the most money possible. What options do you have available to make selling a home easier?
Hi, Sean. We offer a variety of solutions to make selling your home easier and ensure you get the most money possible. Whether it's a quick cash offer for convenience, a pre-inspection to address potential home inspection issues up front, or a pre-renovation program to handle your repairs and boost your home's value, we're here to help. We focus on being proactive and not reactive, so your home is in the best condition when it hits the market. Plus, with tools like 3D virtual tours and expert marketing, we make the process smooth and stress-free.
All right, thanks for keeping us up to date. Call Amber today at 670-1942, online at listwithamber.com, and you can start packing.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
One thing that Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, came out and said over the weekend about this organized crime by these Somalis in Minnesota and everywhere. He said they were looking to denaturalize and deport them as a part of the entire push to stop their crime. Just so you guys know, what denaturalize mean is these are people that came here, applied for some kind of citizenship or some kind of permission to be here, be that resident alien or an actual citizen, got that permission, got those papers, and are declared that, and now you would come back and take that away from them, denaturalize them. When I saw, I mean, I'm used to seeing stuff like this by people out on social media just saying stuff like this where they don't know what they're talking about. But when I saw Kash Patel say this, hold up on that car wash, gentlemen. in all my time in law enforcement, I dealt with a lot of illegal aliens. I never saw that happen. I never even heard of it happening. So I was kind of questioning that yesterday, and sure enough, I see a comment also, but there's a guy named Shipwreck on X, and he's a former federal prosecutor, and he's saying the same thing, and I'll read you what he said. He said, denaturalization is generally not available just for criminal conduct. That's why we have prisons. Denaturalization generally is only available when there was fraud in gaining entry into the U.S., or in the process of becoming naturalized. One way to approach the issue is if you can prove fraudulent conduct prior to obtaining citizenship. The justification is that the fraud conduct, if disclosed, would have made the person ineligible for naturalization. Failing to disclose is the fraud in obtaining naturalization. But that requires proving fraudulent conduct prior to being naturalized. I find that, like I said, I find that really odd that the director of the FBI said this in a public statement the other day. And I mean, I tell you, I just don't see it happening because, first of all, these Somalis out there and all these people that have committed this fraud, first thing they're going to have to do is go to jail here. And would they also go through this whole nonsense about denaturalizing them? I'd like to read the statute. I have never actually read that statute to what you would need to accomplish this. You know, it's deep, dark, somewhere delved into the immigration law. But like I said, not once did I ever see that in my 30-year career. Never saw it once. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. To see if they would ever do that. Now, you know, would that be a last-ditch effort to do against some of these people that, you know, the FBI is going into Minneapolis here a day late and a dollar short, and by the time they get around to catching up with some of these frauds, they're going to have destroyed all the evidence and closed up shop, and there won't be any real evidence left of their fraud. So would this be a way to come back at them? Maybe, but you're going to have proof. It's like they always say out here, it's what was that line from Training Day? You guys remember Denzel Washington in Training Day? He said, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove, right? And that's what, you know, we in law enforcement, you know, if I knew that my whole career, I knew a whole bunch of bad guys out there were bad guys and that they were doing A, B, C, D, and E, but me knowing it didn't make a damn. I've got to be able to prove that with actual pieces of evidence, be they material, be they witnesses, be they video, audio, whatever. You got to prove it.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL, News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Let's put out this campfire.
Dad, Smokey Bear said to.
Drown it with water, stir it with a shovel, and repeat until cool.
Wow, where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.